On this week's episode, we recap Thanksgiving and find out why Landon is bad at it. OnlyFans model is planning to sleep with 1,000 men in 24 hours.
Hell yeah.
Britney Spears is still out of it in our music section. United Healthcare CEO was shot dead this morning by an assassin, or so it looks. That video is crazy. If you haven't seen it yet.
No.
And I have been informed that a OSU Michigan rant is coming in the sports section, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm pretty excited for that. All of this and some more shit this week on the Flashburn Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the Flashburn Podcast, episode 115. I am your host, Zach Harper, other host slash co-host, call him what you want. Landon Chambers is sitting across from me on the table. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the week. Welcome back to normalcy. How was your Thanksgiving?
Fucking Thanksgiving was awesome. What are you talking about?
I agree.
It
was fun.
I'm fucking terrible at baking cakes, too. Actually, the cake was fine. It was the icing that sucked.
I didn't cook anything, so that's, you know.
Yeah, I'm truly trying to figure out if I can either do nothing or, like, maybe just pop or mashed potatoes or something, you know?
I had to do a lot of driving around to go pick things up and drop things off.
I did that.
I was good at that. As far as the cooking, and I made some suggestions, some good cooking suggestions that I thought whenever.
Oh, you're giving out tips?
Well, you know, her mom texts us, hey, it's Thanksgiving. What do you guys want to do? You know, what do you want to eat? I'm like, I don't know. Same shit, different day, I guess. Turkey sounds good. Ham sounds great. Erica's mashed potatoes sound amazing. Her macaroni and cheese sounds even better. And she changed the recipe up this year, and it's better than the fucking Outback Steakhouse mac and cheese. It's insane. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Did you order this from Outback? This is better. This is amazing.
Listen,
it was amazing.
If someone's really good at cooking, they're always fucking around. They never do shit the exact same way. They're always going to tinker and...
Then my mom shows up to my brother's house for Thanksgiving with a whole fucking huge ass pan of lasagna and then brings a big bowl of dirt pudding. I'm like, this... I had to put on 5 or 6 pounds in 2-3 days. I got like shit. A lot. Dude, and then I drank too much on Sunday for the game. So I drank a lot too. So I took the day off Monday, laid around, didn't do shit. So I was a lazy piece of shit.
Week.
But Tuesday, yesterday, I went to the gym. Today, I'm going back to the gym.
I need to get back at it.
I got to get that cardio back up a little bit. I start feeling like shit, eating too much, drinking too much. Boy. It was good with them. It was fun. Had a good time. Thursday was good. Did it here. Sat out there, watched Dallas game with some of her family. Her brother-in-law's cool as shit. Her
you
dad's
guys won
cool
that,
as shit.
Didn't you?
Yes, they did win. Of course they. That's fucking,
it was
the Giants. Yeah,
yeah,
terrible.
It was Giants.
We all drank a little bit of bourbon. Spencer had some Eagle Rare out here, and Sam's brother-in-law brought Eagle Rare. Shout out to him for bringing that. That's good shit. And then Buffalo Trace had a couple drinks. Had 25, 30 people over here. We all ate dinner. And then her mom's was Saturday, you know, same shit, different pile. Ate a bunch of shit, great food, had a great time, got to hang out with everybody, had fun. Sunday had the game.
It was all about football Thursday, let's be honest.
Game wasn't great.
Bears, hilarious.
Same shit, different pile with them for sure.
Good God,
grief.
So funny.
I didn't know what was going on until I watched again the ending there, and I was like, what is going? What are they doing?
I was telling my brother-in-law.
Are they trying to win?
Brother, I was telling them all. Like, I was like, you literally
call a timeout. You
listen,
dumb
before
fuck.
Any of that happened. I was literally like,
awful.
Hey, there's this. All this is setting up for them to lose in a hilariously awful way.
That's exactly.
And it's exactly what happened. It was so funny.
God, it was so funny. Why are they calling timeout? What is going on? I'm watching this. Like, are they trying to win? What are they doing?
I heard there might have been a damn near a fight in the locker room.
Oh, afterwards. I don't doubt it. Yeah. I'd want to fight my coach over there. Like, motherfucker, did you even try?
That's what I heard.
What are you doing? And then the dude's on the picket line. What, the next day? Yeah, Friday, I mean, right?
He had to go. He had to go.
Terrible. Obviously didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Why are you bad at Thanksgiving? You're just bad at cooking? Is that what you're saying?
The problem is I only make the thing once a year. So actually, this is the first time I ever tried to make my... It's like a... I don't even know how... It was like my grandma's aunt's...
New recipe thing.
Cake.
That's why...
Caramel icing.
Maybe that's why it didn't go so well, because it's a new thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I think I'd probably needed to cook the icing longer.
Yeah, things happen. Did you eat it at least? Did everybody eat it?
I didn't eat it.
Oh, you didn't eat it. Everybody else at least try it and say it was good?
I'm sure some people did. I don't know. If they said it was good, they were lying. You didn't get track. You can't trust that. Feedback.
You know, I had 5 days off. I took off Monday. So it was kind of nice to have 5 days off. But every day was like something going on. Thursday was Spencer's Thanksgiving. Friday, we had to go get the tree and get it set up. Saturday, we went to our mom's. Sunday was the Bengals game. Monday, I think I took my first official vacation day from work where I didn't do anything. I've never done that. I don't think ever. I do nothing.
What?
I didn't leave the house.
Yeah, so?
I don't know what that's like.
It's great.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't fold laundry. I didn't do dishes. We laid in bed most of the day. And we went to breakfast at Brookfield Grill. Shout out to Brookfield Grill, by the way. Great breakfast. We had to drop Gabby off of school. That was it. We did nothing all fucking day. I told her, I was like, I don't know what this is. This is lazy as fuck. This feels amazing. But going back to work tomorrow is going to suck, and it did. I was also a little hungover. I decided to buy a bottle of Gentleman Jack and take it to the game to try to warm up a little bit. And I drank too much.
No.
I take it back. I drink a lot. I didn't drink too much. Too much would be throwing up, hungover the next day, feeling like shit. I just drank a lot. Most of the game. So I watched AFC Hard Knocks last night, okay, with the four teams.
I haven't watched it because I don't have HBO Max. I mean, all the clips coming out from it look fucking phenomenal.
And I watched the Bengals Steelers part of it, the game. Mm-hmm. I don't remember those plays. So that's how I knew. Eric is like, are you slurring your words? I was like, oh shit, I am. So I have one Michelob Ultra in the game. One. That's it. That tells you everything you need to know. Normally, I have about four or five. No, right. I know.
Like
I have one
of those $25 a pop?
For both of them with tip, yeah. So I have one. She had one. And then the guy come back, and I was like, just give me one of those. She's like, you good? I said, yeah, I'm good. She's like, you're slurring your words a little bit. I was like, yeah, it's great. I'm having fun. Steelers fans in front of us. Some younger kids. Got to yell at them a little bit. That was fun. Everybody kept it nice.
It was respectful.
Yeah, it was respectful. We had a good time. It was fun. But they lost. We left in the fourth quarter there and then had to drive home. That's rough. That's a rough drive home. Pretty sobered up by then. But you're like going through your hangover phases as it starts wearing off and... The traffic, everybody's trying to go north at the same time. Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. It took us almost 2 hours to go home. Lord. Yeah, it was a long day. Sunday was a long ass day, man. I didn't really want to go to the game necessarily because it's going to be cold, but I kind of wanted to win and wanted to go.
I mean, disregarding the outcome.
I may have just drank a little too much.
Like it was a really good game.
It was a good game. It was a high scoring game, a lot of action from what I remember. I don't remember a lot of it. I didn't tell her that yet. If she listens to this, she'll know. But, had a good time, though. It was fun. Sold the Browns Bengals game tickets because we can't go. I have Carly. She's got two basketball games.
Eric has to work.
And I don't know if I want to go to that one. That might be the last one of the season.
Hold on. Actually, that would be a really fun game.
I'd love to go watch Winston.
Yeah, Jameis went. I mean, he threw six touchdowns last week.
Oh, that guy. I know. Four to the Browns and two for the fucking other team. Yeah.
They're incredible.
He threw a 497, 52 attempts or something. It was insane.
58, I think.
58, it was a lot. That's almost 60 fucking passes. Imagine that if somebody just stand in front of somebody's front yard.
They average like 70 plays a game?
Yes.
like regular teams.
So they ran the ball 12 maybe times, 80. Maybe. I mean, he threw the shit out of it, though. The ball looked good. It was moving good. But he just makes bad decisions every now and then. But they're Lord really bad. Me. They're bad. You want to play?
Deliver me.
Should we play the clip?
If you can find it.
Oh, I'll find it right now. We should. I didn't even think about that.
It's hilarious.
But now that we're talking about it, yeah, we have so got funny. To fucking play. This guy, Jameis Winston, has some of the best pre-game, post-game interviews you will ever see in your life.
It's so funny. I said I said something in our Discord in a voice chat about, like, this dude is an absolute national. Oh, you know what it was? A Canadian came in to the VC who doesn't watch NFL football, and I had it streaming in there. And so he's like, so which team am I supposed to hate? And I was like, well, I don't know if you really – I don't really have hate towards either team, to be quite honest, but.
You ready for this?
I was like, you need to root for Njoku, who was on the screen at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and Jameis Winston's a national fucking treasure.
He really is. Are you ready for this? This is what he said after the game with the two picks. Here we go. Pick sixes, I'm sorry.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm like, I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's just, that's not me. Like,
no, it is. It is you. Like, I don't remember who said it. Maybe it was a comment I read or something, but someone said, I need Jameis Winston to be on a team. I just don't want him to be on my team.
Right. Correct. Yeah. Please let that guy play.
Yeah.
This was we
I
played.
Said you don't become.
We played the Eminem clip 2 weeks ago, I think. But this was last week, the snow game clip. I don't think we played that one.
Probably not.
We might as well play that too.
The Brown right until you beat the Steelers. What will it take tonight?
The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm dependent on the Lord.
Is that the message to the team?
It's the best part.
Day by day, one play at a time. That's the message.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting right winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry
so
mix.
Happy.
How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio, at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory.
Now, that clip was taken clipped on TikTok, and a bunch of people were TikToking this clip, okay, and they were putting a picture of a nice bathroom. And they were putting him in the bottom corner, and it would say, when my friend walks into the bathroom and hands me some, hyper powder or whatever, and then the Lord has blessed me to play in this snow. I was like, I've seen a lot of those TikToks.
Oh,
it's fucking
my
funny.
God. He's genuinely funny.
He's a funny dude. He's funny as fuck.
Oh, my God. I remember him, his face, because we were watching it live again in Discord, and I just remember saying, like, oh, God, he's so happy. Look at him. He's so happy.
Genuinely. I wish he would win.
I do too.
So, because you know they would get even better. Oh, the God. Interviews
have
would
you
be
heard,
better
have you
and
heard
better.
The stats on them?
No.
About, like, throwing 5,000 yards and...
His stats overall?
Yeah, like, the company he's in with some of his stats, but also he's the only quarterback ever to throw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks in a season.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like...
it's
pretty bad. Oh, God. And we'll be talking about bets in Discord too, putting parlays together and stuff. And some people ask me about bets. And so I'll give my opinion. And I just remember like two or three different times discussing whether we should bet on Jameis Winston and what we should bet on. And it's like, honestly, I don't know. He could throw for 500 yards.
He's hit or miss.
Or he could throw for 83 yards and three picks.
And stink it up. Yep.
So
fun to watch though, regardless.
But oh God, so much fun.
Now, him on Hard Knocks is pretty good too. He says a couple things on Hard Knocks.
Does
funny.
He?
Yeah. And Joe Burrow talks about buying a Batmobile.
I saw that clip. That was like the first thing I saw this morning when I woke up. And I was like, what the fuck?
Pat said it was $2.9 million, mm-hmm. was it, for the Batmobile? So it's the Batmobile from the Christian Bale movie. They made 10 of them. And they're just selling them, and Burrow bought one. And
I do remember it coming out that they were selling them.
Chase was like, "Bro, you got one?" He's like, "Well, not yet, but I bought it."
He's like, "It's gonna take a year."
He's like, "I think I'm gonna get the suit, with the mask. Yeah.
And, that was the best part.
And Dean's like, yeah, man, walk in the club with your cape, you know, like this, and just shit, like fuck shit, that shit.
I've been driving it every day.
Oh, God. He's like, I might drive to the games. They're not street legal, but still, it's fucking funny that he bought one. I'm like,
yeah, but if someone could get away with it, he could get a fucking police escort if he wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee he could. He could call the mayor and they'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be good for the city.
You could ride over the fuck you want to the stadium. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll pick you up on a cop car right now. I'm on my way.
Absolutely.
You're Joe Burrow. So, I mean, it sucks that they're losing, and it's nice that they still have a little bit of hope, even though it's gone. And then it's nice to see them interact as friends on the field. And it's also nice to know that, you know, they have a life outside of football. I mean, the guy's got a shit ton of fucking money. Yeah. At least he's buying cool things and, like, you know, enjoying his life a little bit instead of just being so down.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Because he's having a good season.
Oh, yeah. He's
doing really well.
Offense has been phenomenal.
They're killing it. They just can't win games because their defense is bad.
It's like...
Oh, it's great.
The rest of the league scores more than 33 points. I think they're like 75-4 or something like that.
I think 58-1 is what I saw.
And the Bengals are like 4-5 or something.
2-4 or something.
Yeah, something stupid.
They've lost four fucking games scoring 33.
Like as many as the rest of the league combined.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
NFL player stats, top five quarterbacks of the year so far.
Okay.
Number one, Joe Burrow. Completions, 302, attempts, 446, 67.7% completion. Not the best one, but he has the most yards, 3,337, averaging 7.5.
That's also partially a product because he has to.
He has the highest.
And teams are going to play more prevent defense against them, so it's going to soften up the underside.
Has the highest yards per game, and he has the second highest quarterback rating behind the one and only Superman they know as Josh Allen.
Yeah, hey,
Josh Allen's on the ball too,
bro.
Man.
That pitch,
that game, all of it was great. But yeah, the pitch was good too.
Oh my god,
that Buffalo game. I know we're going to sports here early, but we're just bullshitting here. But yeah, like football's great. McAfee says it every day. Football's fucking awesome. Well, honestly, it is.
It really is
because college football's crazy right now.
Yeah,
the NFL is crazy right now. Like, there's some crazy shit going on with some of the plays, the snow games, like all the interviews before and after. Like, there's just so much cool stuff going on in football right now. Thank God.
Because
we counted down to season, and now it's like, well, it's fun, but, you know, it was like 9 weeks left, and it's fucking all over
again. This
is
like the perfect time for football because it's you're starting to you start to realize probably a couple weeks ago, like, really who are the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still hope if your team is – maybe not as good to improve.
5-7 like Dallas or 4-8 like the Bengals.
or there's only a few teams really out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's also a few that have already made the fucking playoffs. Chiefs are in. I think the Bills are in as well. They won that game.
I would say like 2 weeks ago, though, most franchises fans still have at least
a hope.
Some hope.
Yeah, now that's pretty much... Maybe now, 25, now 20 out of the 32.
Yeah, now it's...
Probably top 20 now.
Yeah, we've dropped some off for sure.
The Hard Knocks I was talking about, they're doing the AFC North. So the Hard Knocks, they go in, they watch the background, they watch the interviews, they watch them watch actual film and have meetings. Baltimore, Bengals, Steelers, Browns. They go to these guys' fucking houses. They went to Cam Hayward's house, met his wife, watched him eat Thanksgiving dinner with his brother, who's also on the team.
Ohio State legend.
So, so it was awesome to see that. I'm like, damn, this is fucking cool. And the dude's house is massive. And it was fun to watch that. I was like, this is kind of cool to see a little bit of background of their actual personal lives. Every Tuesday at 9 o'clock for the rest of the season.
The rest of the season?
The rest of the season. McAfee said this morning, he said, it'd be interesting.
Like, that's so
if
long.
One of these two teams does a playoff run to the Super Bowl, we get to watch them prepare for the playoffs and Super Bowl. No one's ever done that before. We don't know this life. This is all new. Ravens or Steelers go on a run, we get to watch them prepare for playoff games. That's going to be fucking fun to watch.
Yeah, that would be.
And it'll narrow it down to only two teams when you get in the playoffs, if it's them two, considering the other two aren't in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm assuming the Bengals will still get a decent...
They might
decent
get some
amount.
Conversation time, but if they're not in the playoffs playing, they won't.
If Jameis continues to be as captivating as he is,
they'll play the
Browns will still have a spot, but like those two franchises are going to drop off a little
bit. NFL Films filmed a little bit of the Monday night game, a little bit, not much, okay, because they didn't have time. So yeah, they're still editing. They actually talked about yesterday. The Monday night game, and then they fucking launched it on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. I'm like, that's insane. Their schedule is crazy. How fast they can get
that's
shit done.
That's so fucking cool, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's cool. And it it's ended also, up really well.
You know what it is, though, too? Like,
it's entertaining.
And it's challenging, and I feel like those like people who like that shit really I think that's part of why South Park has been so great for so long, is because they will, and this is as someone who doesn't watch it, like I used to watch it every single week.
I don't watch it. Yeah, I used to watch a little bit of it,
but like when you enjoy putting yourself under that kind of pressure, you know what I mean? That's. Yeah. Greatness.
Yeah, that imagine trying to still write fucking cartoons after how many episodes?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy they can still come up with storylines.
Like 30 seasons or something?
Politics and NFL can only write them so many storylines, you know? Like, the world can only write so many storylines, and every week you have to come up with different shit. Pretty wild. Anyway, I highly recommend watching on Max at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays just to see how NFL teams work in the backgrounds. Even if you're not an NFL fan, Griffin, you should definitely watch it to see how things go.
I need to log in.
I'll never watch that. Yeah, you need to log in and check it out. I'm sure you can pick it up on somebody's whatever you use to watch shit and steal shit. Discord. Watch on Discord on Tuesday night. I'm sure you can.
It's not stealing. We share.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just letting someone else watch it while I watch it.
Yeah, I had a friend of yours tell me I was stealing things and kind of find out he's sharing things with you. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm like, wait a minute. You're mad at me because I'm stream easting? But yet you're watching something that you didn't pay for that other people did. That's the same idea.
It's different.
Someone's sharing it on Stream East, and I'm just watching on there. I don't know this guy. I don't know who fuck who he is. But I appreciate him when it's needed. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, show sponsored by the one and only Jaded Rain Printing Designs. Stickers, banners, vehicle wraps, political signs, you name it. Like their Facebook, check out the work. Go get your car wrapped. You know, take it down there. Go get it wrapped nice. I think my father-in-law did his Corvette wrapped. I don't know. Get it green and yellow. Why ask me that question? You should know the answer to that. It'd be fucking cool if your truck was green and yellow.
Definitely not fucking scarlet and gray right now.
Green and yellow. Oh, the scarlet and gray. Oh, that's a sports thing coming. I can't wait. We have to keep a little bit of suspense, so we're going to wait on that one.
Well, by the way, since you kind of fucking didn't bury the lead on that whole thing, like, I don't have it planned, like a rant planned. I almost called a fucking emergency podcast meeting.
I probably would have met you over here. What do you mean I didn't bury the lead?
No, I was talking about maybe just getting on Discord and recording something.
Right? I probably should figure Discord out.
But
if I did that, I would have to bring all my shit home, right? Or at least to do something like this.
You would just need, I mean.
Or just another microphone.
You would probably have to come over here, to be honest.
Be easiest.
For you.
To do everything through here, you know. There's your tidbit. You got anything else?
I was ranting after and during the game, so I'm sure I'll repeat some things.
I'm ready for it. It's coming up in sports. Let's get into news first. According to NewYorkPost.com, this says a porn star, I heard her OnlyFans model, take it as you will. A porn star will attempt to have sex with 1,000 men in one day, and it's sparking some health concerns from doctors. Boy. I'm fucking aggravated.
Oh, you're about to throw a fit.
I bet my face is red right now. I'm so pissed off.
This matches your hoodie.
So our board just quit working.
I'm upset.
We recorded a solid 45 minutes. It's all gone. We are literally starting at... We had a great segment about the chick sleeping with 1,000 men, too. Great segment. Yeah, good jokes. Young. Great segment. All gone.
Great segment. The best segment.
No, I just feel like sitting here bullshitting for 30 more minutes and go home. Anyway, this chick is supposed to sleep with 1,000 men, and I already restarted my computer. I lost all the clips and everything. What was her name? You know her name? Did you get it? I saved it on here randomly.
I don't remember what she said.
Wasn't it Lily Phillips? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was it. I'm not even going back to go over where we were because I'm just aggravated right now. So she's supposed to sleep with 1,000 guys. Basically, every guy has 1 minute, and we were trying to figure out how the hell I will keep GarageBand up, because if it stops recording, I might throw this thing in the fucking bathtub.
Yeah, definitely. This is why you need a PC with multiple screens. Go ahead.
Why haven't you bought one yet? Why haven't you bought a laptop yet?
Well, laptop no PC, is definitely not the answer.
No laptop, no screens.
You asked for
advice. I bought a computer.
You asked for advice.
I bought a board.
You asked for advice.
I bought a microphone.
And I told you,
I bought what I wanted to buy. You are correct. Yeah. You're right. And it's gotten us to 115. But what have you done?
Could have been much more. Could have been much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
I don't see anything that you have. Anyway, we can argue later. Now you're pissing me off, and the board's pissing me off. So she's supposed to sleep with 1,000 guys in 24 hours. Basically, one guy per minute is what we said earlier. She's training right now by doing 100 guys. Next week, she's doing 300 guys, so she's on the ball. Some of the jokes we made that were pretty good were, first of all, she's like the Saul's all queen here. Okay. How do you train for this? Are you using a condom? Are you not? The men helmet come in, they do their thing for 1 minute, and then they go out.
Yeah. This is all depressing now because we already talked about this.
Don't act like that. What are all the.
I can't fake it.
What are all the guys. What do they get out of this? Being on video doing this like a simp?
It's just to say you did it.
Hey, remember that 1,000 record? Yeah, I was there. I'm at 16 hours and 33 minutes right there.
Yeah.
See me come in right there?
Look, you don't see my face at all.
Now count this in. Okay, now look at this. Okay, now count me out. Yeah. Good luck to her. We've already done the segment. Landon's not happy. We're going to move forward.
Then I got Texas Roadhouse afterwards.
That sounds
good. This is a nice day.
That sounds pretty good. United Healthcare CEO was shot dead this morning. We talked about this.
That shit is wild.
And that was a wild one. We can go back over it because it's worth talking about. So this guy is literally walking down the street, going to a investors meeting this morning.
Dude, in Manhattan.
And fucking broad daylight. It was still dark. Yeah. But broad daylight, this dude jumps out with a silencer on a gun. Pop, pop, pop. Kills him. Shoots him in the back. Shoots him in the right calf. Walks to an e-bike. Rides to Central Park and is gone. They do have a picture of his nose and the guy's eyes. And that's it.
Picked up a shell casing.
He did pick up a shell casing?
Picked up I didn't see that.
This guy is a...
He's good.
Trained assassin.
He's good.
Yeah. One thing I would question is why didn't he cover his nose and his eyes? Why didn't he cover his eyes? He could have covered his eyes too. They'll find out who it was. I want to know.
You think so? I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think they'll find this guy?
Yeah, I don't think so. They might later. He might get caught for something else. And then, then they connect him to it at some point.
What if it was a foreign?
But that also might just be a fall guy too.
What if it was just like a foreign guy that did it?
It might be.
Just jumps on a plane and flies back home. Yeah. Into a country that they don't extradite. You're off.
Even if he just goes to another country, he's probably not going to get caught. Like, this dude ain't get caught. He's not.
You really don't have the face in our justice.
I know.
I don't either. But, boy. The video's out there. Sad to say, the guy had two kids. His name's Brian Thompson. And, it's obvious he was staking out.
Mm-hmm.
Popped him, walked around the corner, jumped on an e-bike, and took off through Central Park. Now, there's like a huge bounty out for this guy. He was named the CEO in 2021. So just to recap on the story, but
yeah,
sad to see, man. I got that shit on my ex this morning. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Somebody got shot in the broad daylight. Dude just kills him for what? He's a CEO of United Healthcare.
He got paid, dog.
He got paid, but like who paid this guy?
I don't know.
Who the fuck paid some guy just to kill a CEO?
How much did it cost?
What did you say earlier? You said if you heard $5,000 to kill somebody?
Yeah, but that's usually like pissed off wife trying to kill their husband or something.
This guy's thinking $10 million a year being the CEO of United Healthcare. He's from Minnesota.
I would assume it's a hefty, but like how, is 20 grand enough? Is 50 grand enough?
For me, I don't think there's a number there.
No.
For a hitman, he probably said, look, 20 and I'll do it.
That's why
25, maybe 30. I'll hide out in the shadows. I'll walk out with a book bag in my pocket. I'll pull the fucking thing out with a big ass silencer, and I'll walk away. And that's it.
Like nothing happened.
You give him money, we're done. And you're going to see the video, I'm sure, because you can't hide anything. I mean, there's surveillance everywhere at this point. So
that's actually a guilty pleasure of mine watching crime videos on YouTube
of people just doing stupid shit like that.
Like, there's this one where I watched where it seemed like this dude definitely killed this chick. And the only reason I still thought that was because the title may have been a misdirect, but it said man's ex-girlfriend does the unthinkable or something. So I knew something still had to be going on with the ex-girlfriend. They wouldn't have put it in the title at all. But this dude's ex-girlfriend killed this new chick that he was seeing.
Oh my God.
And but through the whole video, it looked like, oh, this dude is suspicious as a motherfucker. And but then turns out with all the Ring cameras and all that shit, Ring cameras, cell phones, I mean,
too many videos.
That's why, like, the way this dude
you're filmed all day
pulled this off, he already knows about all that.
Unless you're at work.
You know what I mean?
At work, we're not filmed.
Sure.
Well, I don't think
so. Outside you are.
Outside we are. Inside, I don't think there's actual cameras in the shop. But think about it. Walking in the shop, walking to McDonald's.
Oh, everywhere.
Walking to Speedway.
Driving by a Walmart, bank.
Driving by a bank. ATM.
How many of your ATM, neighbors have Ring cameras?
Doctor's office. You're constantly in surveillance.
Constantly.
It's nearly impossible to get away with shit nowadays. But people still do it.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
There's still all ways. The time.
Yeah, there's still ways to get around it. But it's like...
But to get away with it is harder, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, people disappear. Like, what's the number of people disappearing in the United States every year? It's a big number. It's bigger than you think.
I couldn't tell you what I would even think.
I'm going to guess
200,000?
I guess 400. I don't know. Holy fuck. Oh, my God. This is awful. According to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons Database, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 600,000 people go missing every year.
So you're saying 400,000?
I said 400, period.
People just go 200,000.
People just don't go missing like that. Yeah, they do. Do they? Yes. Apparently so.
Natural disasters, dude.
Approximately 4,400 unidentified bodies are recovered each year. So 4,400 are unidentified or found out of 600,000. Tornadoes,
hurricanes.
Nationwide, there are roughly 6.5 missing people for every 100,000.
How many people just go missing from a beach? Whether it's out in the waves or...
In a fire, you're found. Remains are found. Tornado?
Not always.
Tornado, more than likely, you're going to be found. You're going to be found eventually.
Probably for the most part.
I mean, you should be able to label most people missing by something that happened in their life or so that people just don't disappear.
Yeah, but you can have assumptions, but the assumption isn't you don't know for sure.
I tell you what I would like to do. So
you can't fucking.
Let me check my recording. Make sure this thing's fucking working. Spent $700 on this fucking board and it's not working. I'm pissed. I'm telling you. I'm not ready.
You're gonna have to email Rhodes.
I'm getting hold of Sweetwater. No, I'm getting hold of Sweetwater. I say, first of all, is there a warning on this piece of shit? And second of all, I need it fixed. This thing sucks. We lost like 30 minutes of content. That's the first one. It's the first time we ever had that problem. Maybe I said some things about the 1,000 dude chick that shouldn't have been said. And maybe my computer was like, oh, we got to. No, we're going to cover his ass on that for sure. I didn't say nothing too out of place. The chick's sleeping 300 minutes in a couple weeks. The video is going to be out there. She's going to be known forever. She's going to start to have the previous record was Lisa Sparks at 919. So
yeah,
you're going to look something up today. There you go. I've seen it before.
I've never seen that one.
It happened in 04. I was like 18 when I looked it up. 19. I was pretty young. And I'll just tell you now, there's nothing exciting about it.
Yeah, if it was 04, I was 13 or 14.
They said the chick ordered fast food while she was doing it. I mean, they just have to lay there and spread their legs. They don't have to do anything.
Yeah, but you probably
right.
I mean, you probably do want to eat at some point.
Minus the 24 hour that you, like your tissue and your stuff down there is going to be all just tore a little up.
Bite. I wouldn't say you would. I'm certainly not eating a fucking.
It was a good segment, and we
steak
fucking
and potatoes.
We
I'm
lost
sure.
it. I'm just aggravated by now. Now this is what I want to go back to what we're talking about here. It would be nice to find someone that knows someone close to them that just disappeared, and interview them. What? How does this happen?
I would not want to interview that.
I know. I don't want to do it either, but I would. How does this happen? How do they just disappear?
Yeah, that sounds not fun.
That's crazy. Like what? What? Did they get on a plane and just go to Japan? You would follow transactions with their money or their phone, and you would find something. I would have to think.
I mean, there would be some
footprint somewhere.
There was some guy keeping a couple girls up in Cleveland in his basement, man.
I remember that. That was a wild story.
It was a wild story.
But that was old, though. Wasn't that a couple years ago? Like years and years ago? Or was it?
I don't know. I feel like it was like, man, how long ago was that? Maybe 5? Was it longer? Was it maybe 10 years ago?
Maybe in that instance, it's more possible than not. If you lure them in and you put them in the basement, you lock them up, and you keep them under a gun. And well, don't let them leave.
If it was 10 years ago, there wasn't nearly as many cameras on
right
around.
Still, I guess it could be done. But how do 600 people just go missing? How 600,000 people go missing every year?
Listen, some people want to go missing, though.
That's like, what, two?
Yeah, you know I mean?
What like, is that? Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's been times in all of our lives that we've wanted to go missing.
Oh, 100%.
You ever felt that way?
Absolutely. Like,
you know what? I was just missing. So that means 1,643 people go missing every day on average in the United States. That's crazy. That's crazy to think about. Since we have lost most of that segment with the Lily Phillips chick and we have gone to the CEO part, we do have a clip. Oh, I did. I have to go back through everything because I started the fucking computer. Jesus Christ. People are going to be like, this guy has no patience. You are correct.
Zero. None.
When it comes to things that are supposed to work and they don't work, especially when you pay good money for them, I'm not
things, very patient. Things go wrong though.
I know, and I hate that. I'm very honest.
You have an unrealistic view.
Yeah, I know.
If that's the case.
Yeah, well, a lot of things are unrealistic in life. This is how it goes. Well, I was going to do a clip of Britney Spears being crazy again, talking about how she has turned 42, but she's actually turned 5. She's going to kindergarten tomorrow. The paparazzi makes her look like Jason on the plane, so now she's moved to Mexico. Recorded the whole segment. 35, it was a minute and 20 second clip. None of it fucking took. Not a piece of it. If you work at Sweetwater and you are listening to this, I pray that your day is better tomorrow than what's coming. Because I'm telling you right now, the hellfire is on its fucking way. Buying this Rodecaster Pro 2 bullshit. It's lasted us so long, it's done so fucking well. And people are listening to this right now laughing. They're like, ha ha, Zach is so impatient. He's so mad right now. I'm fucking angry as fuck, dude. My ears are on fire. I'm so pissed off about this. I'm so fucking mad. If it wasn't so expensive, my fist, man, I'd be busting fucking. I'm so fucking pissed.
Ah! Oh, don't push the wall, they're concrete. Calm down, Kyle.
Yeah, right. Calm down, Kyle. Yeah. Yeah, I need a fucking monster. Calm down, Kyle. Thank God there's no fucking drywall in here, but always in the walls. I'm fucking mad, man. Hey, if we skip next week, now you know fucking why. Because this Rodecaster bullshit is being rebuilt in a factory in China for a couple weeks. Piece of shit. When you pay this much, why is this so funny? When you pay this much money for something, you expect it to fucking work longer than a year.
Oh, God.
I feel sorry for the last person that emailed me from Sweetwater and said, hey, Zach, how's your equipment going? I'm about to look their shit up right now and be like, we got a big fucking problem on our hands. I am not happy.
Huge problem.
Huge problem. The biggest problem we've ever had on this fucking show ever. Ever. I can't even record clips on the fucking computer.
This show used to sound like dog shit, and I don't even think we had clips.
Right, and now, then we turned into this great show, and now this piece of shit has put us back in the fucking Stone Age. It's the fucking pads. Can we even try the pad? Let's try the pad. Let's see if the pads work. Hold on.
I heard it.
Yeah, so they're recording. So the actual... The computer, for some reason, is not going back into the thing and recording.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to come over here and figure this out. And you know when I'm going to do this? I have no fucking clue. I have shit going on the next 4-5 days in a row.
You just need to pack it up after we leave, or when we leave, and fucking email them, and then ship it out.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to take it with me and be like, look, these inputs are fucked up. And if that happens, we may not have a show for a couple weeks. Fair warning. Unless
we could just record it and not use the fucking
unless I buy the adapter thing. And put it on my phone and just record on my phone because you can do it on my phone too. Or I got another idea. No, never mind. Gotta have that to do that. I'm really pissed. I'm fucking mad right now.
I mean, things are gonna go wrong. The problem is we haven't helped it by moving it a shit ton of times.
Yeah, we've moved it a lot. That's unfortunate.
So,
and when you turn it on, you can't just let it go and turn itself on. You have to turn it on and hit the fucking reset button to get it to start.
Yeah, apparently that's not supposed to be a thing.
No, it's not. When's the last time you turned something on and had to hit restart to get it to load?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, making sure. He's so mad. It's hilarious.
Sitting just crossing my fucking hands. I'm so pissed. My arms are crossed. I'm so aggravated right now. Oh, I'm so mad.
As nice as it would be for everything to last forever, every 7 years or so, you got to get an Uber on your house and shit. You know what I mean? Shit happens. I had to get a new keyboard because mine was fucked up.
All right. I'm over it. Moving forward. I'm really aggravated though. I'm pissed. I'll just take it with me, I guess, and see if I can ship back or what's going to happen. See if they can fix the number one, and then I have to reset everything in here. But it's not that big of a deal. It won't take long. We have like 15 minutes left, so let's go into sports. I would hit the little. Oh yeah, you know it does work, doesn't it? Remember you said it worked.
Yeah, man.
Is it recording?
You said it. Hey,
hey. This is recording. Hey, we caught that Jameis Winston clip from earlier, though. We recorded it already.
Yeah.
Here we go. We got something out of this. Fucking piece of shit. God, so mad. Speaking of being aggravated, let's go to the elephant in the room, sitting right here in the corner. Hey, elephant, how are you? Good, how are you? How's it going? How was your weekend? Great. How was your Saturday? Not that great, but it was all right. Why wasn't Saturday that great, elephant? Will you tell us all about it? Well, because that fucking shitty-ass team up north somehow found a way to beat our Ohio State Buckeyes. Landon.
Oh, our Ohio State Buckeyes now. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I'm a Ohio State Buckeyes fan. Not as deep as a fan as you are, but I'm a fan of it. I watch every Saturday. You have the floor. You're a sports guy. You're an Ohio State phenom. And you said you may have a little bit of a rant to talk about.
May turn into a rant.
You're more than welcome to. I hope this piece of shit fucking recording thing works long enough for you to get through it. I'm about to just pour this goddamn cup of water on it. I swear to God, it's about as useful as it is.
I'm glad I'm not the only one mad.
Hey, about that Rodecaster Pro that you sold me, you got a couple problems. One, you have to hit reset to turn on. Two, the first input don't fucking work no more. Now we're even.
Your shitty Chinese screws.
You're right. You know what? You're fucking. Let me tell you something. You're fucking right. At least, you're not the only one that's mad. Michigan goes into Ohio State and beat them. Ugly game. Slow game.
Terrible game.
Not very productive game. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened. Howard
had the fucking concussion halfway through and then came back. All that motherfucker is a fraud.
Michigan wins 13-10. They're 7-5. Ohio's 10-2. Now. Let me ask you a question. Ohio State is in the playoffs.
I'm not going to lie.
If they win the championship, do they redeem themselves from this, or does this not go away?
Ryan Day's only fucking chance to keep his job
is to win
the national championship.
Win all of it? Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that's it.
Fair.
I sent you this.
Don't send me anything on the computer. I can't fucking play it.
No, I'm just going to read it. After you sent me yikes, stunned.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's a shit game. Those are shit teams. It's an embarrassment to the rivalry. The Big Ten in college football. If I was committed, I'd rethink my offers. And I hope his wife and kids were scrolling through Zillow at halftime.
Pretty much telling me that they are going to fire that motherfucker if he doesn't win the whole thing.
I mean, I didn't know. You then asked me if they're going to be in the playoffs, and I said I don't know. They're shit, so it doesn't matter.
I didn't either.
And turns out last night, yeah, they're fucking in. It sounds like they're probably going to stay in too, no matter what.
Yeah, because that's what they said. If they don't play, you're in.
So
they're 8. They're playing Tennessee. Is that the story?
I would have to look it up.
I'd have to look it up too.
It doesn't matter because that is definitely going to change. Pending the outcomes of these championship games. So,
but
the only thought I had was, are they in? And since they did, I mean, he didn't outright say, yeah, but he said, if you don't play, how could we drop you or raise you any higher or lower or something like that? But you definitely can, because like if someone gets blown out or You know what I mean? I don't know.
As of now, it says first round, Tennessee is number 9. They'll be facing Ohio State in Ohio State. In the shoe.
Yeah.
Ohio State's number 8.
Yeah.
You said that could change.
But that's now, definitely going to change.
Does Tennessee play? They do play. They play Saturday?
Do they play? I know Penn State and Oregon are playing for the Big Ten championship.
Okay, just 1 second. Tennessee plays. They don't play. So Ohio State and Tennessee do not play. Guy said today, if you don't play, you're stuck where you're at. So they shouldn't play, but or they shouldn't move. However, if there's a blowout or something crazy happens, numbers could move around. Okay, fair.
I would assume.
Fair enough to know.
I mean, Ryan Day, he got it. What else is there to say? The dude ain't got it. And then fucking Will Howard, he threw that pick, and Gus Johnson.
I can't stand him.
Jesus fucking Christ, this guy.
I wish I could.
What a play. What a play? What do you mean, what a play?
I can't stand him.
He threw it directly at him. What a play.
He did throw it directly at him.
My niece could have caught that. No problem. Yeah, she's never played a stick and ball sport in her life, I don't think.
He threw it right to him.
What a play.
The first thing came out of my mouth.
What a play.
Like,
Absolute athlete that he had. You needed to be to catch that fucking. What a play. What are we talking about? It was a 10-10. The fucking game sucked. That game sucked.
It was hard to watch.
Chris Carter talk about the game. Like, we played exactly into their fucking hands. Exactly into their hands. Their linebackers and defensive backs are beat up or not very good. And we decided to fucking, get in the I formation and try to run down their throats? That clearly didn't work. I mean, I guess, you know, like I said, Will Howard's a fucking fraud, clearly, anyway.
Oh, why would you go that far by saying
that? He is a fraud.
No.
He's a fraud.
Let's look up his numbers. I'll show how much of a fraud he is.
He's fake good. He's like the Dolphins when they don't play a good team. They'll crush good teams, but as soon as they play in weather, or they'll crush bad teams, but as soon as they play in weather or play a good team, they're like 1-10. They're not good. They're fake good. They're good when it's convenient. He's good when it's convenient. And yeah, like I said, Ryan Day he ain't got it. He's from he sounds like he understands the rivalry. He sounds like it's important to him. And it is. I'm sure it is. But some guys just can't get it done. And he clearly can't get it done. So why don't we put someone in there who can get it done? I would love Mike Vrabel to be the Ohio State
head coach. Oh, my God. That would be fucking cool.
Do I think Mike Vrabel has any patience for a 17-year-old? None. I think he would look at the fucking AD of Ohio State, whoever it is, I don't remember his name, and go fuck yourself, buddy. I don't think he would do it. Even though he has coached there in the past for, 2 seasons as DC or something?
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
Something like that?
No, he's a consultant for the Browns.
Yeah, but he did coach at Ohio State for...
Did he?
Yeah, for like 2 seasons or something. But if it's my pick, it's Brian Hartline. Brian Hartline has done nothing but produce and get 5-star wide receivers come to Ohio State and have at least have pretty good careers in the league. Some of them fizzled out quick, but there's really good Ohio State wide receivers in the NFL. I mean, you're talking Scary Terry,
Chris Olave. I don't know who this guy is. I had to look him up. Co-offensive
Brian Hartline,
wide receivers coach,
understands the fucking Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. He played in the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. He made big plays in the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. I believe he won a national championship as an Ohio State Buckeye.
2008.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He fucking gets it. I think he would be the fucking perfect next coach for Ohio State. And it's not like, and he's also someone, because I personally, I mean, granted, they're in the playoffs. If they weren't in the playoff bracket last night, I could see firing Ryan Day today.
Yesterday?
Today.
Yeah. 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 If it would have come out last night that they're not in.
I'd right then and there, I'd be like, hey, Brian, you ready for a promotion? That dude gets it. And I think he would be fantastic.
I pulled the email up. The last email I got from Sweetwater was October 14th. Hey, is all your stuff working properly? Poor Levi Medina is about to get it.
Reply.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm not happy about that. I'm just aggravated about this. I'm really pissed off. What was I going to say? So what happened in the game? We watched the game. Everyone saw the game. It just looked very dull. It looked very boring.
They played Michigan's game. I mean, Michigan's, only touchdown they scored from like 2 yards out. I mean, we let them win that game. Gave it to them.
Kind of looked that way.
And then the fight afterwards. What'd you think of the fight?
Yeah, Michigan rushed for 1 yard for a touchdown. You're right. 1 yard. The fight was interesting. I knew this was going to come up, and I'm glad it is. This is a good discussion. It goes both ways. I don't know which way to lean. Do you think it's okay that the team that beats you can take their flag and shove it into your logo in the middle of your field?
Me personally?
Sure.
Fuck no.
Honestly, I'm shocked by that response. I thought you would say yes. Okay.
It's still your field.
Correct. That's unsportsmanlike.
For both teams, personally.
Well, as long as the other team didn't do anything wrong. They were just standing there watching it happen, but they're not going to let it happen. That's going to cause problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why I think it's unsportsmanlike, and I don't think they should let them do it no more. At the same time, if you do it, and there's Ohio State players everywhere, everyone knows that's going to cause problems.
Listen, everyone knows that if you're talking shit, there's a chance that you can get smacked in the mouth.
I'm not saying it's Michigan's fault. I don't know who started the fight.
And I'm not saying it's necessarily the right decision to take the opportunity to be like, if you do that, I get to do this. I'm not saying that's necessarily true all the time. But in this environment, competition especially, I think you absolutely get a pass to be like, you're right. We could have stopped it. We could have beaten you on the field and stopped it right then and there, but we didn't. And you're going to try to rub it in. Yeah. You have a chance.
You're going to cause a fight.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Like that's
happened in a couple games, three games.
I think. You know, if you're going to do that, look, I'm not going to let you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the players should not be able to do that? You think they should say, hey, look, after the game,
I think
you shake hands and you walk off the field.
I think coaches and ADs should probably stress to their teams that, hey, we don't need to plant a flag on the field.
Get your ass in the locker room.
Celebrate, have fun.
And go on. Because it's not much different than like trying to tear the field up with your cleats or something. But
this is what's fucking cool about rivalries, too.
It
does mean this. It means this much. Fucking means
absolutely
that much.
Mm-hmm. It's very serious.
Which makes it so, that's why this whole AFC North
thing is interesting to watch.
Because, man, the fucking...
You heard that over and over last night. Well, it's the AFC North football. It's different. It's different. Yeah.
And then also, like, the fact that Harbaugh has been there for forever.
21, I think he said last night.
No, I think 17, I thought. I think it's 17.
17. And Tomlin's 20.
Tomlin probably 20-something.
Long time, yeah.
So, like, there's history. You know, part of what makes a rivalry cool, obviously, is history.
Yeah. Yeah, they said last night it's crazy that they used to talk on the field before the game about how their kids are like picking costumes and going trick-or-treating, and now they talk about their kids and what college they're going to.
Getting married and shit.
Crazy. Yeah, like can you imagine meeting this guy twice a year for
every year
17 years straight and like talking about your kids and like the development of your life around the football game?
Really only talk maybe
it's been
four times
long.
A year or something, five times a year. Maybe you meet in the off-season meetings or whatever. It's a wild. Few times, but like generally you basically meet like a couple times a year.
It's wild.
So it's like
it's lasted almost, forever.
It's, and it's so funny because it really is an intimate relationship when you think about it. Like, they only talk a couple times a year, probably, but
a lot of respect there.
And they study each other. Wow. Absolutely. The amount of hours they study each other.
Absolutely.
And so that's wild. You're kind of, it's kind of your biggest fan.
Yeah, because you're like, I watch.
Harbaugh is kind of Tomlin's biggest fan. Tomlin is kind of Harbaugh's biggest fan.
But yeah, when we talk, we just talk like we're just like, just having a football game today. How's it going? How's the kids doing? Yeah. How's the wife? Everything good? Everybody healthy? Great, man. Then you go back to your sideline and you're watching. And you're trying to listen.
Why does he do that?
And you're seeing what he's doing and what, yeah, who he's talking to.
Hey, it's 3rd and 4. What do you think he's going to do here?
It's crazy. It's wild. One thing to think about. It is. Sports is wild. NFL football, when it gets that tight, it's just like the rivalry thing with Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah.
It's crazy how tight these things actually do get. And how real this shit is.
All the history and traditions. I mean,
hundreds of years or so for.
Zach went through our entire Rocket League Discord, and I can show you, like, all the things that are constantly on there. Like, all this stuff is constantly here. I'm just scrolling for him. He went through and marked out every single M and put a red X on instead. And every for the day, just for that day. I don't know how long it took him, but it had to take quite a while to go through. I mean,
that's crazy.
There's so many M's in here. Our whole Discord was just filled with red X's.
Red X's everywhere.
There was quite a few people in there like, what the fuck is going on? Why is there an X everywhere?
I feel like you're handling a lot better than I thought you would, but it's also been, what, 3 days?
It's been too many days.
It's been 3 or 4 days, yeah.
I'm still as soon as I see some content making fun of Ohio State Michigan game, I'm fucking scrolling right past it. I cannot watch any of that right now. Can't. I stopped listening to Bustin' with the Boys today
because they start talking about it.
I didn't even realize I just, you know, forgot that Taylor Wan, obviously Michigan grad.
Michigan guy.
And so I got like 2 minutes into the podcast and he started talking about it. I was like, I'm fucking out. I'm out. I cannot.
Did you listen to Pat Monday? Did you watch Pat Monday?
That I'm telling you right now, yes. Yeah. And
I did. I did too, but I don't remember.
It was they talked about it a little bit, and as soon as they brought it up, I'm like, man, this is gonna be a tough fucking day to get through.
I don't want to hear this shit. Well, Howard is ranked number 6 according to ESPN.com.
Yeah,
as far as a QBR rating,
and no one's excited about most of these quarterbacks coming out.
No, not really. Cam Ward, Curtis Rourke. Yeah. Who the fuck is that? Indiana? Yeah. Dylan Gabriel, Jackson Dart, Sawyer Robinson's your top 5. None of those. I mean, minus Cam Ward. I've never heard any of those names over and over.
Last year, as far as quarterbacks, is going to be
the year for a while.
I mean, yeah, I definitely assume, not this year.
I assume, you know, yeah, no, there's nobody there that's exciting. Carson Beck supposedly is a rock star, but his rating hasn't been great.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I watch him play and I'm like, oh,
he said he didn't like football the other day. Did you see that? See that clip going around?
He doesn't like football?
He doesn't like watching football.
Who else said they didn't like football?
Well, hold on.
A year or two ago.
So he did expand on it. I want to hear what you have to say about this.
I bet he did. He probably had to.
Immediately, without another question, he said, I don't like watching football. They were talking about the team he was about to play. I forget which team it is, if it's LSU or whoever the fuck it was. But like basically watching the game and because one of them one of them was going to be their next opponent. And he's like, no, I don't really like watching football. And then he said, now let me explain that a little bit. I don't like watching football like that because I can't watch it for fun. I have to stop it and rewind or try to figure out why this guy is doing this or what. So it was like, but also he hasn't played that well this year. I mean, I feel like he had like 3 or 4 weeks in a row where people were like, maybe he should lose his starting job.
Well, so
they
don't win. They haven't been as dominant as they normally are.
Like last year, you heard all fucking year about Caleb Williams.
That's all you heard.
All you heard.
All the time.
And then towards the end, some more people started getting tossed in there, like Jaden Daniels and guy up in Boston, Drake May. Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. Bo Nix has done all right. I watched him.
Bo Nix has probably been the best rookie quarterback throughout the whole season. Jane Daniels has looked had an incredible start.
Oh, yeah. He looked great there for a while.
But then he dipped down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Last week was okay, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I don't follow Washington. I don't give a fuck about them.
Did they win last week?
I don't remember. I'll look. Did they play Sunday? Yeah, they did. Oh, but God, they beat the shit out of the Titans. Well,
It's the Titans.
They're 3-9. Let's be honest.
But they lost, two or three games in a row, one to Dallas.
He did 25 of 32 of 6, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 114 rating. That's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. But Titans aren't great.
No, yeah. They're
hard to take this seriously.
Well, yes, but they also, I think they do have the number 2 ranked defense in the league, I want to say.
They beat the shit out of them.
I want to say they have second ranked defense. I mean, it might be a little bit lower now, but I think they have a pretty good defense.
Got 3 touchdown passes and a run. Touchdown run. I noticed this something. This is curious. I wanted to ask you about. Have you heard about this? Did you see about this golden bat rule? And
I saw
Major League Baseball
saw something about it.
Pat McAfee's.
You want to explain it?
Basically, I just pulled a quick article on Fox News.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is a real thing, by the way. We only got like 10 minutes left. I gotta fucking go get Gabby. Thanks a lot, fucking piece of shit. I can't wait to email that guy. According to FoxNews.com, Major League Baseball is floating around a new rule, and it's been met with widespread criticism, of course. Commissioner Rob Manfred, which is an idiot, said there's a little buzz about a golden at-bat where each team would allow whoever they want to come to the plate one time in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Rule changes often are received rather negative in baseball because the sport is so old and so original and traditional, and it sucks. So this should come as no surprise, but this change should be the biggest the sport has ever seen. For sure, it makes it a little... It takes tradition out of it, in my opinion. It's kind of weird. Would you be for something
it's
like
too,
that?
It's too weird.
If they come out and say...
It's too high school drinking party,
it's like backyard
shot.
Baseball or something.
Yeah,
like,
it's just...
All right, you guys get one golden bat, and you can let Zach bat what you don't want me to bat. But you can let this guy bat whenever
Shohei
he wanted
Ohtani.
To. Yeah, it doesn't make
bat
sense.
Bat again.
No, would it add a little character to the game or make it kind of exciting? I guess. But you're taking away from tradition... Ty Schmidt of Pat McAfee said, "This is fucking stupid. Yeah, what are you thinking? What are you doing?
They kept
this
they kept
is ridiculous.
Too.
Oh yeah, he's pissed off about it. This is ridiculous. He is seriously. They're really talking about this. This is a real thing.
Well, Pat did talk about like you anonymously leak something to see how the public will feel about it, and then you adjust accordingly and."
The adjustment is don't do it because there's a lot of these.
A lot of people do not like it.
Yeah, these heavy, heavy, big wig baseball podcasts and things are like, I ain't watching this shit no more if they fucking do it. Like, I'm not. It's been a bad response. It would be different, but I don't see it.
Yeah, like the Savannah Bananas are fun to watch clips of and shit.
Correct.
But like,
Savannah Bananas. Also, we like Major League Baseball, like the normal game. Where the normal people play, right. Well, you can't just be like, oh, it's a golden bat time. We're bringing up our best hitter. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I went to the game Sunday. Bengals lost. Offense looks great. Defense sucks. We know. Dallas plays the Bengals on Monday. That is my official torn game where I don't know who to cheer for. Dallas is 5-7. Bengals are 4-8. Both have a little bit of a chance at the playoffs. Dallas is on their backup quarterback, which might turn out to be almost as good as a starting quarterback, according to some people. According to the numbers, it's not true. The Bengals have no chance of winning because the Steelers and Ravens are rock stars right now. I don't know who to cheer for. I'm just going to try to watch the game and have fun. Hopefully nobody gets hurt, okay? That's all. Hey, it's going to be a good game. Zach's going to be excited. I'll tell you what.
What a lame-ass way to watch a game.
Right, exactly. Lame. Two-team queen. Thank you for the label. Tuesday... I will wear the team stuff that lost. How about that? Will that look fair at work? Like,
no one cares.
I seen Dallas won last night. Yeah, I got my Bengals stuff on today. You know, I can't wait to see Jeff Church. That motherfucker gives me shit every week. Dallas loses.
So you just want to be a loser?
At least I represent my team that loses. I mean, it's unfortunate. I wanted to go to the game. I looked at the ticket prices and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. I'm a blue collar worker. That's not gonna fucking happen. And it's Christmas time, so not a great time to drop $600 on two tickets, and then you have to drive 14 hours there and back. And then you have to get a hotel. You can fly, and then you have to get a hotel, and then you have to take a couple days off work, and then you, and then you, and then you. It's not going to happen. There's no fucking way.
No.
I didn't even ask. I should have. I should have said, for Christmas, I want to go to the Bengals game in 2 weeks in Dallas. She would have been like,
it's a $2,000 trip.
What? You do realize it's Christmas time, right? Like, you got those little things that you've created that are, yeah, got to buy things for them.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is...
Barbies and...
Santa Claus is still real in our house, so it's a lot of work. The elves still fly in and fly around and then do their thing. It's all legit. 'Tis the season. Packers Lions Thursday. Let me tell you something.
Man.
Since I don't have any sound effects. Actually, I do. I'm excited for this game. Are you excited for this game? How do you think it's going to go? Do you know who's favored? I assume Lions by a couple. They're at home, right?
They're pretty injured, so they might be. It might be close to a couple point, 3 point game.
Three.
So it's a pick 'em, basically.
Lions, yeah, right, because they're at home. So, so basically, Lions are favored only by three. I think the Packers will give them the run for their money. They are injured. I don't know the injuries. I've heard them talk about the injuries. I haven't followed the Lions, even though they're a good team.
Their defense line is pretty hurt.
Lions are 11-1, but
they have a couple offense linemen I think are pretty hurt.
I'm excited for that game tomorrow. I'm gonna watch that one. It's gonna be going to watch at least.
It should be.
I'm gonna stay up too late.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna watch it.
It'll be fun to watch. At least it's a good, you know,
in Detroit.
And we got some breaking news according to Brandon, or was that earlier? Okay, what happened?
Big news.
He bought us a Rodecaster Pro 3.
No.
Okay.
No.
That one hasn't come out yet, and I'm not buying one. No.
Let me pull up the... Saudi Arabia has offered $700 million for a rematch between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
What the fuck? That is huge news. You are correct.
$700 million.
In Saudi Arabia, I assume?
Mike Tyson will receive the full $700 million if he knocks out Jake Paul within 3 minutes. So I assume 3 minute rounds, first round. Can you imagine? I'm definitely watching that.
I wish we had video because that look you just saw was 100% genuine. My mouth wide the fuck open. Like, so they're offering 700. I got to look this up. Thanks. First of all, thank you, Brandon, for throwing this at him real quick.
Okay. Hold on.
I've got to look.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You got community noted.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
It wasn't earlier. Apparently, this is wildly untrue and made up for engagement. Turkey,
I'm seeing a lot here.
Stated multiple times he is not interested in these types of fights and would never offer nearly $1 billion for such a thing.
I'm seeing 20.
It also says in case you lack common sense, and then there's a couple different links.
Dude, there's a whole lot of people on Twitter that are actual ex users that are saying this is really happening. Tiffany Fong just tweeted it. She's got a shit ton of followers.
The tweet that I just read got community noted.
Yeah, so it's not right.
So maybe not.
Let's not do 700. Can we just do 100?
Can
you make it look more realistic? Yeah, like 700 is a little much.
700 was a little much.
That's a little much. Can you just do 100 instead of 700? Dude, I'm essentiallysports.com, MMAweekly.com, Dexertoe.com. I don't see ESPN. Boxing news. I don't see any of those people reporting it. I'm assuming it's not real. Community notes is usually on the ball about those things.
I mean, I'm be honest. Community notes have been kind of impressive.
Everything I know, they're quick too.
they are.
They're fast.
They are.
If you say some bullshit on X, they'll straighten you out.
And
real
it gets
fast.
And it gets a bunch of engagement. If it's not going to get any engagement, it doesn't get a community note.
They straighten the president out all the time. Especially when he said he wasn't going to pardon his son.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not pardoning my son. And he did.
Boy, the clips.
For 10 fucking years. Yeah, that was a shit storm.
11. It wasn't even like a round 14, number. 25, yeah, it was like, no, specifically 11. We're going to go with 11
from
years.
The time he got on the Burisma board and took money and gave it to me.
Right.
Until the time. That's what it looks like.
100%.
Surely they can prove that. That's what it looks like. But what a pardon. What a pardon.
And... general is a wild thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And every president has abused it.
They've all done it. Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
I learned about that years ago. I'm like, wait a minute. What is a pardon again? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
You can just... a president can pardon someone. that murdered someone.
Yes.
That raped someone.
Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon.
Yes. They can literally be like, hey, this guy, he's cool. He didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When I leave this office, he's leaving jail cell.
Wasn't it like Trump's brother and brother's brother or
a
something?
A lot of his family members got pardoned. Trump did a lot too. I'm not saying he's wrong. Yeah. He did a lot as well.
I just want to make sure that because I cannot stand those fucking people who are like, yeah, well, so did. I agree.
Everybody's done it.
Let me learn you a little something about me. I'm on Team Ohio State. I'm on Team Green Bay. I'm on Team Ryan Blaney.
Team Libertarian.
Not even. I am a Libertarian, but I am not a card-carrying member of the Libertarian Party. I don't give a fuck what party it is. I've literally voted for every single one of them except for the Green Party or Communist Party.
You're not like Dietz. You don't have the card. Don't carry the card.
I don't carry the card. Because
that's to carry a card to show they're Libertarian, because there's only like, what, 30 of you in the whole world or
that's
something?
That's not true. There's a lot.
There's more than you think, but not a whole lot. By percentages, there's not a lot.
Not card carrying, because we have because they've made it impossible for a third party to get any power at all.
We don't have a. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Go
there's good. Leaders can corrupt. They're people corrupt.
Sure.
Parties are not infallible.
Sure.
I'm on Team Constitution, Green Bay, Reds. You know,
Constitution.
Ohio State.
Constitution would kind of be.
I'm on team Constitution.
Kind of conservative.
There's some conservative you can consider.
I only have a few minutes left, but I'm going to ask anyway. What are the small highlights of libertarians, since we're on the end here and we'll get out of here? What's small setups other than Constitution? What else do you guys believe in that normal parties don't? What's the green? What's the weed thing? Is that or the mushrooms?
It's personal liberty. It's private property ownership. It's the ability to protect your private property. It's my
conservative. Keep going.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot more people who, if they knew about the Libertarian Party, or if they,
I've run into it before.
There's a lot of people I know that would, if they thought they could win, they would vote for.
Sure, that makes a big difference.
Yes. Mm.
Allowed to buy drugs and do drugs. They're more open with shrooms and things. Which weed is legal.
Personal responsibility.
More responsibility on yourself responsibility. Instead of everybody else.
Now, and then there's some that go, because, you know, extremes and everything, that go basically full anarchy and like open borders.
Of course.
And,
yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah. Yeah. Goes, no regulations.
That goes Democrat, according to the last 4 years, is what I've seen. I'm just saying what I've seen.
They were doing it for a different reason.
For voting reasons is what it seems 100%. Like. Because I think she won every state that you didn't have to vote in or show ID in.
Show ID.
Wild. On top of that, out of the thousands of counties in the United States, I heard the stat today. I heard it last week. Forgot about it. Thousands and thousands. She didn't flip one. Not one.
She didn't. She
not one fucking county flipped in her name. That's crazy.
The state of New York was closer to flipping Republican than Florida was flipping Democrat.
Boy, to be a Democrat right now.
That's crazy.
Y'all got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
They got a lot of work. They've been lying their teeth. And then this fucking COVID thing came out. Did you see the report about how they literally were like, yeah, probably came from a lab. Yeah, masks didn't work. Yeah, 6 feet was made up. Yeah, Fauci lied about everything. Listen, like, that shit came out a couple days ago. And it's been everywhere, too.
I haven't heard about that. If that did come out, the only way they can repair the confidence is to start coming clean.
Yeah. Can they?
Like, here's the difference. Bernie tried to basically redo the Democrat Party by winning in 2016.
Mm-hmm. They stopped him.
And they stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Trump tried to do the same thing. No one thought he had a chance. They couldn't stop him.
Nope.
And now the party is different than it was.
Very. Wild, though.
Yeah.
Wild how things turned out.
And that, you got fucking...
This election's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. I'm about to get on my phone and email my homeboy, Levi, and tell him, hey, man, I was just looking at some new nice cameras. Okay, nice, expensive, nice cameras for my show. And I had them in my cart. And before I hit the button, my Rodecaster Pro stopped working. So can you help me out here? I have some problems. For any reason, the show doesn't go up next week. You know why? We're getting the board rebuilt and doing it right. We haven't missed a show, but you know what? Consistency has been key for a long time, but it is what it is. Can't get it back in time. Can't get it back in time. I'm not going to be mad about it. It is what it is. Yeah, I will. I'll lose sleep over it tonight. I'll lay in bed tonight and wonder, why the fuck? How the fuck? How is this happening? Why is this happening? I got so much shit going on right now.
Because things go wrong.
Carly has 3 basketball games this weekend. She had choir concert yesterday. We have Christmas coming up.
I watched Survivor Series.
I don't know what that is. Wrestling?
Yes.
Did I miss it? Was it overseas?
No.
Oh.
Toronto, maybe?
What?
It might have been Toronto.
Okay, yeah, it was a foreign thing, I know. Wasn't it like Roman and his posse versus some other?
Yeah.
Was it CM Punk in it too or something?
Yep.
You can synopsis that real quick before we go. What happened? Or do you want me to pull up the match results here and give you an idea?
You can pull it up.
Damn, why didn't you tell me what was going on?
War Games. I just didn't think about
it. Survivor Series, you said?
Yeah, Survivor Series / War Games, whatever you want to call it.
November 30th. If I fucking missed that shit. Why didn't I put it on my phone? Normally I put this stuff on my phone and go back and watch it.
Yeah, Roman's team won.
Roman's team won? Yeah, shocker. So is he back in the fold now? It was in British Columbia.
I didn't watch Monday night, so.
Oh.
Which that's switching to Netflix soon.
Yes.
12th or something?
Yeah.
And I think they're both going to 3-hour shows apiece. I think right now they're both 2 hours apiece.
Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Naomi, Ayo Sky, and Bayley defeated the Judgment Day. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, Nia Jax, Tiffany.
Raquel. Okay.
Shinsuke Nakamura defeated LA Knight. Are you laughing? You
fucked that name up so bad.
Shinsuke?
Nakamura?
In front of you. Oh, Nakamura. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Braun Breaker
made his return.
Braun Breaker beat Sheamus?
And.
Oh, did he return?
Sheamus and.
Ludwig Kaiser? Yes. Who's that?
He's like German dude.
Who's Braun Breaker? Was he the big muscular, shorter guy?
The guy who was on Pat McAfee show?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
And Sheamus was the other guy on the Pat McAfee show when they went overseas.
14-minute long triple threat for the Intercontinental. Good
match. Great match, actually.
I'll say that one was probably decent.
That was a great match.
Gunther beat Damian Priest
by submission. That was whatever.
Boring one. And then the Roman Reigns one was 42 minutes long. Roman Reigns, Usos, Sami Zayn. I like Sami Zayn.
Part of the problem with... this particular PLE is because there's 10 people in this fucking match. If they're not in a group, they all get separate entrances.
Okay.
So you got to do 10 entrances. The women's was like 10 entrances.
Oh yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
And then
that's like 6 minutes right there.
I know.
And then, easy. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
That's
easy.
No.
And then
no, you can't do that.
Hold on. And then every 5 minutes, I think it is, a new person enters the ring, and you got to do that 10 times, or, well, 8 times. So you know the match is going to be a half hour long at least.
That sucks.
Yeah, so it's, and, like, it's hard. Man, listen, when you're, they're essentially putting on a physically acrobatic play.
Sure.
Every week. Uh-huh. This is a special one. So they've probably been working at it for a while.
Uh-huh.
But also, you're still doing all your other shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And you're still preparing for all that. And still, you know, still going to live your life a little bit, at least. It's hard to coordinate fucking 10 people at the same goddamn time.
I'm sure.
And so sometimes it looks pretty bad.
A little.
Nia Jax, not great with a fucking chair in her hand.
Oh, is there clips of that somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to look and see.
Oh, yeah, she's like...
I thought you were going to say she's going to go to the microphone and say, yeah, she's not.
Dink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's...
Like, put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Yeah, it was shit like that. And it's like, me and my nephew were discussing it as it was going on. Like, oh, this does not... this. And then he would like... My nephew would defend him, and then they'd immediately do something. And it was like, I look over at him, he's like, I tried. I was like, I know it's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard.
I'm trying to be legit right now.
But when something is so hard, this is like asking a Chad Pennington to throw a fucking deep flag route at 60. Like, you don't, it's not his strength. Don't ask him to do that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know?
Wrestling isn't. Sometimes it hits though.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, that triple threat match.
That triple threat match
was great.
Sometimes it hits, but sometimes it don't. And a lot of times the women don't hit.
I know.
I shouldn't say
there's,
that, right?
There's some that are great, though. Like,
I know. There are.
Tiffany Stratton is great.
Sure. There's a few that were good, but there's some of them.
Rhea Ripley is fucking great.
She's good.
Liv Morgan, great.
Usually good. Yeah.
But
some of them are just, ugh.
Yes, I mean,
it's too obvious what's going on.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah.
Because then, like, Erica will walk in the room and be like, God, this is so stupid. I'm like, wait till the good match. Like, just wait till the good match. This match sucks. Wait till the good match comes on. Then you'll be like, oh, this is kind of entertaining. Just wait till the good match.
And, like, you can have, there's plenty of male bad wrestlers, too.
Oh, sure.
But, like, you know, sometimes when it comes down to like getting hit by a chair, you don't have to be particularly, you just have to
make it look, you just a have
to
more.
Be willing to get hit sometimes, sure. A little bit more and than maybe you would like to.
Also,
I mean?
Be willing to hit somebody, yes. Maybe a little harder than you should.
Yes. And yeah.
Well, I'll go ahead and apologize if there's not a show next week. I don't know. We'll see.
He's in his feels.
I am. There might be a show with out sound clips, which is fine.
Yeah.
We can still do this right here. And we'll just send the input too. I really just want to leave this and not fuck with it this week, but I should just take it home. I'll probably take it home.
I mean, think about it.
I'm not going to hurt it.
It's only going to get busier. Like Christmas is coming.
That's true. It's already broke. Not going to hurt it. I could probably use input too from now on and just reprogram it on a computer and get away with clips and stuff in there.
It's up to you.
I know. Do I want to do that? Or do I want to send this thing off? I don't really want to send it off right now.
At some point, it's going to have to happen.
That's my worry. I know. We can debate this after the show, I guess. Russ Taylor, if you're listening, you're a fat ass. That's all I got to say about you. He texted me the other day. What did he say? He was in Springfield, and he's like, it's snowing up here, or whatever. He's in Michigan. I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I got about 3.5 inches.
Fuck Michigan.
I said, I know you have about 3.5 inches. I said, that's not impressive.
I've heard.
He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, I'm about to send you some videos. I said, I ain't trying to fucking see your 1980s fucking porn videos, motherfucker. Don't. He said, next time I'm down there, we got to come on the show. I said, please do. But we have so many fucking stories to tell from Mancore. I tell Erica stories about Mancore, and she fucking cries laughing some of the shit that we did. Some of the shit that fucking happened.
Oh, God.
The birds eating his apple fritter that morning after we got donuts is one of the best stories I've ever had in my life. It's so fucking funny. Him making fun of me on a forklift. That's where I fell asleep and almost trashed my truck. That shit was, I mean, just making fun of Ron Campbell. I wish I could get Ron Campbell
in
here.
Oh, God, Ron.
God, we had so much fun at Mancore.
God, we used to
work at a place where we just have a good time and got things done. I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. Those were the days.
Didn't get paid dick.
No, maybe that's why we had fun. I could be making $4 an hour, $5 an hour more right now, but this is too much fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had a blast, though. Next time he comes down, we'll get him on.
Frodo.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, they're so fucking funny, dude. We had a blast with everybody. It was funny as fuck. The time I mooned Bobby Hillard and fucking Gail turned around the corner.
Bobby.
I thought I was getting fired for that. Bobby's face turned red. He pulled me in his office, and he's like, I'm supposed to reprimand you right now, but I'm not going to, because I knew you didn't mean to moon our quality woman. Don't do that again. I smiled real big. I was like, all right, man, sorry. I was just trying to fucking moon you and Russ. I didn't know she was there. She was behind the fucking rack. She came around the corner. I heard, oh, my God. I was like, I'm getting fired. I'm a supervisor at the time. I'm getting fired.
Oh, God.
Mooning motherfuckers right in the middle of the shop. Those are the days.
Oh, man.
All right. We're 123 in and our fucking board sucks. So thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Let's do the outro and let's go home.
Later.
I got to get Gabby. See you guys next week. Maybe. Maybe not.
We'll see you later.
I'll leave this fucking thing here. Fuck this thing. We'll ship it out at the beginning of the year.
Whatever you want to do.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Flashburn Podcast. Please like, subscribe, leave a review, and share this show with your family and friends. We love you guys, and we hope you have a nice day.